Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the hearing of your word. Open our hearts to hear. Our eyes open. Our ears open. Thank you for utterance in the Holy Ghost. And I pray that when we stand together on the other side, when we're there, we can say, I was glad to have been in that service that night. I got something from the Word of God I've never lost. Thank you for fruitfulness.
Yes, God.
May it be that we would grow to give you glory,
yes,
benefiting ourselves but bringing glory to you,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Say amen.
Amen.
Say it out loud.
I'm receiving
from the Word of God, tonight. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. The people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Later in the book of Acts, we're told that Philip is an evangelist. An evangelist will want to preach Christ. He wants people born again. He wants people saved. And an evangelist fulfilling the plan of God. In fact, this is the only evangelist we have in the whole Bible, other than Jesus, who is everything. But if you want to know what an evangelist is, you've got to look at this, because it's the only example we have. If you're going to follow the Bible pattern. And he's in a healing ministry. Fulfilling, not some people maybe aren't fulfilling it. They're afraid of it, or they're backing off from it, or they're afraid of men. But if you're going to fulfill the plan of God, an evangelist is going to be in a healing ministry, or at least called into the healing ministry. Philip is an evangelist, and he goes to preach Christ. He wants people born again. He wants people saved. In fact, after he got them saved, Peter and John were in Jerusalem. They heard that Samaria had received the Word of God, the apostles at Jerusalem, and they sent Peter and John so that they can come help Philip and get him filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter and John came down and prayed for them that they might be filled with the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. They were only baptized in the name of Jesus. And so they hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm sure Philip wanted that to happen, but Philip wasn't equipped with everything. Peter and John came down to help them because Philip didn't have everything. He's an evangelist. He's preaching Christ. He's getting them born again. He has a healing ministry. People are getting healed. People are getting saved. And he wants them filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter and John come down to help because Peter and John have a different anointing than Philip has. I want you to notice something about this healing ministry, though, of this evangelist named Philip. The Bible says in verse 7, unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. Unclean spirits do not like to be around the gospel of Jesus Christ. Unclean spirits do not like to be around the preaching of the blood of Jesus Christ. And they got nervous, they got upset, and they came out. They didn't whisper, they weren't quiet, they came out with a loud voice.
Yes.
I've been there. Where the devil would be nervous around the power of God and the anointing of God and the preaching of Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ. And the devil would just get wild with anxiety and fear and worry, and with a loud voice would try to disrupt the service. And you take charge and you cast it out in the name of Jesus. And he has to go because he doesn't have any choice, but he doesn't like it. And sometimes it's with a loud voice. And here it was with a loud voice. And that happened to many of them. And then many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Verse 7 says, many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Many of them that were taken with palsies and that were lame were healed.
Good God Almighty.
I want you to notice, though, the healings in this man, the evangelist called Philip. It does not say blind eyes opened.
Nope.
It does not say deaf ears opened.
Come on now.
It does not say anything other than those that were lame and taken with the palsy.
Oh, come on now.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says of the manifestations of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, that they were divided to the church as it pleased God, and all these worketh that one in the self same Spirit as it pleased Him. And one of the gifts of the Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Ghost, gifts of healings. And the Bible even says, beginning with verse 8, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings. Then it asks the question, do all have these gifts or these anointings or these offices? Do all have gifts of healings? The answer to all of these questions is no. Not everybody has it as a special gift. Now all believers can lay hands on the sick.
That's right.
Because Jesus said, "This sign shall follow them that believe in my name." And one of the signs was lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Yeah.
Are you a believer?
Yeah.
Then he means for you. You got hands?
Yes. Yeah.
That's those paddles at the end of those arms. He means for you to lay hands on the sick.
Come on,
in the name of Jesus, expecting them to recover.
Yeah.
But there are some especially equipped with special gifts that not everybody has.
That's true.
There are some in the church with special anointings that not everybody has. In fact, the Bible says about Paul, God wrought special miracles through the hands of Paul. Acts chapter 19. From his body were handkerchiefs and aprons. God called these special miracles. Well, thank God for miracles, but here we have special miracles. And he worked these through Paul. Some people have special anointing, special abilities, special gifts that not every... In fact, every child of God has something from God.
That's true.
That's right. That's why we ought to find out what gift we have and get busy using it for the glory of God. And let's work together in this thing because we are the body of Christ. He's the head, we're the body, and not everybody's a hand, not everybody's a foot, not everybody's an eye, not everybody's an ear, but all of us together can do everything that the body can do. Now, when Jesus was on this earth, He was the whole body of Christ.
Yes, He was.
In fact, John chapter 3, verse 34 says that the Spirit was not given by measure to Him. He had all the Holy Ghost. He had all of the anointing. He had the Spirit without measure. But He was the whole body. We are members of the body of Christ. Members in particular. I'm not the whole body. You're not the whole body. So I don't have the whole anointing. I don't have all of the Spirit without measure. Jesus had the Spirit without measure. He was the whole body of Christ. But now we're members of the body in particular, and not a one of us has all of God's anointing. But all of us together have all of God's anointing, because all of us together are the whole body of Christ. If we'd all get together in unity in this thing, then I believe we'll do the works of Jesus and greater works than He will we do. And the things that He did, we ought to be doing.
That's right.
Including... Mm-hmm. Where He spit and opened a man's eyes, made clay of the spittle, put it in a man's eyes, told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he washed and he came again seeing. We ought to do these works of Jesus as the whole body of Christ. Now somebody somewhere should be doing that work.
Somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on now. You're talking right.
Not everybody.
Yes.
But somebody.
Somebody.
Now Philip, I believe, had a gift of healing.
Yes.
He could minister to people that were lame.
Yeah.
And he knew that. I believe he had learned that maybe by experience. Maybe the Spirit of God spoke to him. Maybe someone laid hands upon him and spoke a prophetic word from the Lord. But maybe he just saw it by experience. Well, I'm getting more results. Yeah. So I think sometimes ministers ought to pay attention to these things.
Thank you.
My God.
Maybe you don't hear a word from the Lord. You don't have a prophecy given. You don't hear from God while fasting and praying. But you just notice in your own ministry, you get results in one area more than you do in another area. We ought to pay attention to that.
That's it. That's it. That's the truth.
And then we ought to get more active and more involved in that.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Philip would pray for somebody that was sick of the palsy and that was lame, and he would get results. So in these meetings, that's what he prayed for. We don't have record that any blind eyes open. We don't have record that any deaf ears open. In fact, we don't have record that he got people filled with the Holy Ghost. But Peter and John came down to help him with that. So there are special ministries in the church.
Yes, it is.
There are special anointings in the church.
Yes.
And we ought to watch and pay attention and see what results we get. And maybe get a little bit more involved in that.
Woo!
I seem to be getting a little bit more results in this area. So I'm going to pray more for people with that area. Now go ahead and pray for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Give people the Word of God and let them have the opportunity to believe in and to receive it, and you agree with them. But then there are special anointings.
Yes.
I believe Jesus was bold about what He had.
Mm-hmm.
In Luke chapter 4, it says that He came, and in verse 18 He said He preached, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
Stop.
Because He's anointed me.
Amen.
Now that's a little bit bold. That's a little bit bold. In fact, where he preached it, they didn't always receive it. In his own hometown, they didn't much care for it. They tried to run him off a cliff. Isn't that right? They weren't interested in hearing what he had to say because they saw him grow up and they saw the natural side of him and they thought he was just the natural, the son of Joseph and Mary, the carpenter. Why, you delivered my chest of drawers last week.
That's
You built my kitchen table for me. What do you mean you're anointed? So they didn't quite receive that. They had an idea of how God was going to do it, and it's not you. But he came along and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he's anointed me to preach, to deliver, to heal. I don't know, but what maybe that was the first sermon that he preached everywhere he went.
Jesus.
Everywhere he went. He would open the book, find where it was written, and he would read it, and then he would close the book. The Bible says that he sat down, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Maybe everywhere he went, that's the first message he preached. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach, to deliver, to heal. And if they believed it, they got what he had. If they didn't believe it, then he couldn't do very much. In his own hometown, Mark chapter 6, verse 5, it says he could there do no mighty work. He couldn't do a mighty work, and he marveled at their unbelief. He laid hands on a few sick folk and healed them. Well, they couldn't have had need. They didn't get a mighty work because it says he couldn't do a mighty work. So he did some small things in the presence of unbelief. Jesus could do some small things. Even in the presence of unbelief, Jesus could do some small things. But he couldn't do a mighty work. Because of their unbelief. I'm sometimes amazed at how much we do get done.
I know that's real.
In the presence of unbelief.
That's true.
Unbelief can hinder the plan of God and the anointing of God and the work of God. And sometimes we've heard it so many times, we've heard it so often, we've heard it so much that we don't receive it as if it's actually the anointed word from God and acting upon it, and then yet still somebody stumbles through and gets healed. I'm sometimes surprised at how much we do get done when everybody else in the place is wondering if anything's going to happen. They start feeling around. Did I get it? Did I get it? I didn't get it last time. Did I get it? And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. And people are saying, well, did I get it? Did I get it? You pray for somebody, they go back to the seat, and people won't ask, well, how do you feel?
Jesus.
You look the same.
Jesus.
How do you feel?
Jesus.
How do you know you got healed? You look the same.
Come on, now.
And yet faith is the evidence of things not seen. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I believe we ought to be bold about it. If you've got something from God, be bold about
it.
Sometimes it seems to me that the bolder you are, the better God likes it. Not bragging on yourself, bragging on Him. But Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me. You remember Peter and John when they were going into the temple, the hour of prayer being the ninth hour? There was a man there lame, who they laid daily at the gate, begging alms. Peter and John, about to pass by, said, look on us. Is that what they said? They didn't say, look on Jesus. That might have sounded real spiritual if they had said that. That might have sounded real religious if they'd said that. But they didn't say, look on Jesus. They said, look on us. We've got something from God. Look on us. If you believe it, you can receive it. We've got something from God that we can give to you. Look on us. And the man expecting to receive, thinking that they were going to give him some money, Peter and John said, well, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Peter didn't wait on the man to get healed. Peter just went ahead and picked him up. Now here's what I believe about this. This man was laid daily at the gate begging alms. Jesus went to Jerusalem. If all we do is look at the Bible accounts, he went 7 times. But the Bible says that if everything he did and said was written down, the world couldn't even contain the books. So he went more than what the Bible gives us an account of. But we know that he went at least 7 times. You think he ever saw this man? He was laid there daily. But Jesus didn't pick him up. Jesus didn't pick him up. He wasn't laid daily in the temple to hear the preaching.
Come on.
There are places where Jesus preached, he healed them all.
That's the truth.
But he wasn't in the temple hearing the preaching. He was at the gate begging alms. So he didn't get healed when Jesus walked by. What about the man that was at the pool of Bethesda? There was a multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water in John chapter 5. Jesus shows up. There's a multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Jesus shows up.
My God.
Did he heal them all?
No.
He didn't heal any but one. And the one that got healed didn't even know it was Jesus.
Come on now. Come on now.
Isn't that right? So these are gifts of the Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Ghost, where God does something apart from the preaching, because he didn't hear the preaching. The man at the pool of Bethesda didn't hear the preaching. Jesus didn't preach. The man at the gate of Jerusalem, Peter and John walking by, he's at the gate, not in the temple. He didn't hear the preaching. But God sometimes does things special.
My God.
And Jesus knew that when he healed the man at the pool of Bethesda. He even said later in John chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus said, the Son, because they wondered why he did that.
Jesus.
Why did you heal this one man?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know who you were.
Jesus.
And he wasn't, the first person in would be healed of whatsoever disease he had. And when the water was troubled, but you just come along to him, you single him out, not anybody else, just him, and you heal him. Why? And he said in verse 19, the Son can do nothing of himself.
Come on, man.
But what he sees the Father do. I didn't do that because I wanted to. I did it because I was moved upon by the Father. I didn't do it because it's my idea. I did it because I was moved upon by something special from the Father. And that's what Peter and John had in Acts chapter 3 at the gate. The gate beautiful. Because they're walking by. Now they've walked by that gate before. They've seen that man before. He was laid there daily at the gate asking alms. They've seen him before. They've walked right by him before. Nothing has happened before. Jesus walked by before. Nothing happened before. But now something is stirring. Something is happening. Something is rolling around on the inside of Peter and John. Peter and John stopped, and the Bible says they fastened their eyes on him. Something is happening that hasn't happened before. Something is stirring that happens that hasn't stirred before. And they fastened their eyes on him. Well, he expecting to receive. But Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. What do you have?
Hey.
Got something I didn't have yesterday.
Hey.
I've got something I didn't have last week.
Come on.
It's the move of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's a special anointing.
Yeah.
It's a special gift. It's a special move. And we need to be open to that. We need to be taught about that. We need to know how to yield to that, how to respond to that, how to cooperate with that, and let God use us.
God.
Amen.
Hey.
Now, he said later that it was the gift of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
His name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong.
Yes, sir.
The faith that is by him. Yes. Wasn't my faith.
Jesus.
It's the faith that's by him. It's the gift of faith. That's one of the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Good.
It's one of the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of faith. That means God's faith taking over with you.
Yes.
Joining together with you in your faith. You're not doing it on your faith. If you could do it on your faith, you'd do it yesterday.
Come on! Come on!
But he didn't do it yesterday.
No.
Jesus didn't do it on Jesus' faith.
No.
If Jesus could have done it on Jesus' faith, he would have done it when Jesus walked by.
Yes.
In fact, even the woman that had the issue of blood.
Come on now.
Touched Jesus. Jesus turned him about. Mark chapter 5. Jesus turned him about in the press and said, Who touched me? The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done unto her, came before him and told him all the truth. The disciples said, what do you mean, who touched you? The multitude throngeth thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? What do you mean, the multitude throngeth thee? You're saying, who touched me? Well, a lot of people are touching you. Some are pushed up against you. Some are touching you out of curiosity. They're just wondering, is something going to happen? I wonder if something will happen. I wonder if something's going to happen. But he's not talking about the curious touch. He's not talking about the accidental touch where somebody shoved up against him. He's talking about a different kind of touch. He's talking about another kind of touch. And he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, Master, behold, the multitude thronges thee. And sayest thou, who? They didn't get it. They didn't understand it. What do you mean, who touched you? A lot of people are touching you. Well, look at all of these people. They're all being shoved up against you this way and that way. Oh, they're touching you. No, I'm talking about the touch of faith. Who touched me? Who touched me? He knew virtue had gone out of him. Who touched me? No, it wasn't Jesus' faith. He's even looking around, who did it? If it had been Jesus' faith, he would have done it for the others that were touching him. He's looking around, who did it? The woman, fearing and trembling, came down before him, fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said, daughter, your faith. Well, if her faith can make her whole, your faith can make you whole. If her faith made her whole, your faith can make you whole. Somebody said healing passed away with the apostles. Well, did faith pass away?
No.
I mean, her faith made her whole.
Yes, it did.
I mean, I can discuss it with the people that say healing passed away. And I'll ask them, did faith pass away? If faith passed away, we're not even saved. Because you're saved by grace through faith. If faith passed away, we can't even please God, because it's impossible to please Him without faith. If faith passed away, we can't even walk, because we're to walk by faith. If faith passed away, we can't resist the devil, because we're to hold up the shield of faith and resist the devil. Faith has not passed away. Faith is still here. It is a gift from God. And if faith is still here and her faith made her whole, your faith can make you whole. And it wasn't Jesus' faith, it was her faith. But there is God's faith that can take and join together with your faith and get done something special. It's one of the gifts of the Spirit. A special anointing from God. A special anointing from heaven. And that's what Peter and John had. And faith, you can see faith in action. It's action. It's action. Now, without turning there, let me call to your attention the Pool of Bethesda, where Jesus said to that man, will you be made whole?
Good God.
I have no man when the water is troubled to help me. When I'm coming, someone else steppeth in front of me.
Yes.
Take up your bed and walk. And immediately he was made whole and took up his bed and walked.
Good.
He was healed first.
Yes.
That's what I want you to see. He was healed first and then he acted on it.
Yeah.
I want you to see that. That's a gift of healing. Something special through Jesus, not Jesus' faith, not something he's doing on his own, because in verse 19 later he said the Son can do nothing of himself. But it's a gift of God. What gift is it? 1 Corinthians chapter 12 calls it a gift of healing, where Jesus gives a gift of healing and the man is healed without even acting on it. Nobody acted on it. He was healed laying right there on his bed. Immediately the man was made whole and then he took up his bed and walked. So which happened first? The healing or the action? The healing happened first. He was healed and then he took up his bed and walked. That's John chapter 5 at the Pool of Bethesda with Jesus. But in Acts chapter 3 at the Gate Beautiful with Peter and John, it's the other way around. Peter and John. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. And Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up.
Yes, it did.
And immediately his ankle bones received strength and he leaped and walked. But which happened first? Peter picked him up. And then he got healed. You got to see that. Peter picked him up first. And then he got healed. So what gift is that? The gift of faith. Faith requires action. It's God's faith mixing with Peter's faith. Not Peter's faith, or he could have done it yesterday. If it's Peter's faith, he can do it with everybody. If it's Peter's faith, he can just walk around and pick up everybody. But it's not Peter's faith. It's something special from God. And Peter knew that he had it. He didn't have it yesterday. He may not have it tomorrow, but he's got it right now. And he's fastening his eyes on him with John. And he said, look on us. We've got something from God. What have you got? I've got a gift of faith. Didn't have it yesterday, but I got it right now.
Look at you.
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And then later, he said, his name. Through faith in his name hath made this man strong, even in the presence of you all. Yea, the faith which is by him. The gift of faith.
Yes.
The faith which is by him. And I believe that we should be bold about that.
Yes.
Look on us, not look on Jesus. I've got something from God. Now you better know you have it. And sometimes we learn in these things, we grow in these things, we develop in these things, and we should be humble to admit that we've missed some of these things.
All right, say it.
So we can go ahead and continue to grow, because we will miss some things. And God wants to teach us. He wants to develop us. He wants it to work in you. He's working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He's developing faith in you. Do you believe that? Say it out loud. God is developing faith in me. The Bible says He's working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. The Bible says that we have this confidence that He's begun a good work and He'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He began it, and He's the finisher. Now, the word finish there is like the finish on a piece of wood. The raw cut and then the finishing cut. And then you put on the finish to beautify it. The finishing sandpaper. The finish to beautify it. He's the author, the rough cut of our faith, but then He's the beautifier, the developer, the one who makes it beautiful and a beauty and a work to behold. He is working in you, and the work He's doing in you is a beautiful work, and it comes to completion, and it's for His glory, and we need to allow that and yield to that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Raise your hand and say, God, do your work in me.
God, do your work in me.
Say it again, do your work in me.
Do your work in me.
Hallelujah. I believe sometimes the bolder we are, the better God likes it, but we need to recognize our humility before Him. Clothed with humility before one another. God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. But we also ought to be bold with our anointing and what God has given us. And I believe sometimes He responds to that bold faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Where we just expect it to happen.
Yes.
As I said a moment ago, ministers especially, but all believers should be observant.
Yes.
Of the results that you have in prayer. Because God may be developing something special in you where you'll have greater results in one area than you do in another area. I've noticed in my own life that I have greater results. Now, I've had many miracles and many healings and many manifestations in many different areas, but it seems that I have more manifestations in the area of ears
Jesus.
Than any other area. It wasn't too many months ago that a deaf ear opened instantly.
Jesus.
Deaf. Oh, and instantly opened. Partial deafness, ringing in the ears, tinnitus, ear problems. Jesus. Just this last Sunday morning, two people that were partially deaf, they noticed a difference. One of them ears open, the other partially open, but they both noticed a difference.
My God.
So if you're here tonight and you have any kind of an ear problem, I especially want to pray for you. And we will expect a change because of the anointing and the gift in our midst. We will expect a change. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears, a roaring in the ears, or partial deafness or total deafness in one or both ears. If anyone is here totally deaf in both your ears, then you may not have heard anything that I've said. But because no one is signing here tonight. But you might be totally deaf in one ear or partially deaf or hear a ringing. Is there anyone? Can I see your hand? Is that you? Anyone in the place that has an ear problem?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
Yes.
What does your daughter, what's the problem?
Constantly has bad ear infections.
Ear infections. I'm going to put on some worship music. I like to have some music playing in the background. And so I'm going to put that on. And I want to pray for your daughter, and let's agree together and believe together. Let the faith of the church be in agreement. Another area that I get results in, more than maybe just all areas, is arthritis. Bursitis, stiffness of joints, tendonitis, spurs on the feet. I've had many times spurs would leave instantly. Spurs on the feet. Will you receive your healing tonight? Will you receive it as a gift from God, your Father, who wants you well? How many believe God wants you well? Do you believe that? God wants you well. God wants you well. Line up across, facing me across the front here. I want to come to the young lady that has the ear conditions. Is that you? I'm okay. I'll give it to you when I need to. Do you feel anything in your ears right now? This one? Is it closed up a little bit? It hurts. There's been an infection in there and there's some pain in there right now? You feel pain in there right now. How long has that pain been in there this time? Days? Several days? and it leaves and then it comes back. It's a recurring thing. Will you raise your hands and let's pray? I want us to enter into the presence of God and recognize the anointing of God. Heavenly Father, these people have not come to me, they've come to you. But then again, they have come to administer a gift that you've put into our midst. And we want to agree together to have this ministry, this gift in manifestation and in operation. But it's for your glory. Jesus, without you, I couldn't do a thing. Couldn't do a thing. So Jesus, you join in with me as we believe you. Believe for your anointing. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Laying hands on the sick in the name of Jesus. Whatever we're doing here tonight, we're doing in the name of Jesus. And Jesus is to be exalted. And Jesus is to be glorified. And Jesus is to be lifted up. And we recognize that it's by His stripes we were healed. His stripes have already been borne. He has already taken our infirmities and bore our sickness and our disease. Jesus, you've already done it for us. It's a gift for each and every one of us. Your healing has already been given. The work has already been performed. Father, thank you for the anointing. 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 I command the pain to go. I command the infection to go. I command this ear and both ears to be made normal in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What happened? What happened? You don't feel it. What did you say? You don't feel it?
Jesus.
No pain? You don't feel it. It all left, didn't it? It all left. You raise your hands. Raise your hands and thank God, would you?
Hallelujah.
Thank Him. Thank Him for your healing. Thank you for your healing.
Yes, God.
The young lady, He wants you to serve Him and live for Him. And He'll give you the strength and the courage. And He'll use you. God's going to use you. God will use you for His glory. And you love Him. You're going to serve Him. And you thank Him for that healing. Who did it?
Jesus.
What's His name?
Jesus.
Did He heal you?
Yes.
Is the pain gone?
Yes.
The pain's gone. God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give Him praise. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have a mint. Have a mint. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now I mentioned arthritis and bursitis. The rest of you, is that what you're here for? Anyone else here for ear problems? Ear? What's wrong with your ear? Not all the time.
Just certain times. Just itches and irritable.
Irritable.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hands upon my sister. There's the anointing right there. Going right into you. Going right into you. There it is. My God. My God. My God. In the name of Jesus. Went right into you. It, increase, 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 increase in the anointing, in the boldness, and in the fruits of righteousness. Increase. 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 Increase in Jesus' name. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Who here has, you've had, I'm going to put it in the past tense, you've had arthritis in your arms? In your arms? In your arm? One or both? More in the right hand. Yeah, that's your right. Yeah. More in the right. A little bit sometimes in the left, but more in the right. Is right. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move it around. I command the arthritis to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Liberty. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Now, get her up in a moment. In a moment. And just let her lay there and bless God for a moment. But get her up in a moment. I want to talk to her. Wait, where's the arthritis been?
This leg right here.
What is?
I have hardware, and I was ran over by a car, and this is a swelling.
Come here, honey. Can I put my hand right on your knee?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus. Raise your hand this way, everybody. Say, what's his name?
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I command this leg to be made normal, to respond to the power of God and the anointed of God, the plan of God, the creation of God. Leg, you respond and be normal. I command you to be normal. Pain, go. Pain, go in Jesus' name. Arthritis and swelling, you go in Jesus' name. Father, put it all back in place. Put it all back in place. Put it all back in place. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Move it. That's right. Move it. Move it up and down. Move it up and down. Move it up and down.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Put it all back in place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Move it again. Move it. Move it.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. I just left from the hospital today.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now it was swollen.
Yeah.
Now it's not near some. It's some. It's gone down. Some of the swelling has gone down even now. It's gone down. Some of the swelling has gone down even now.
Yes.
Can you see the difference?
It's going.
Yeah, because it was tight.
It was tight? Yeah.
Yeah, it was tight. My leg was tight. It's literally loosened.
Jesus.
More.
Jesus.
It's already there.
Yes.
And it's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that. A complete recovery.
Oh my God.
A complete recovery.
Oh my God.
A complete recovery.
I lived up here and I left.
A complete recovery.
Yes.
A complete recovery. A complete recovery. A complete recovery.
Thank you.
A complete recovery.
God,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother, where was the arthritis? In your knee? In the name of Jesus. I command this arthritis to go. I command the spirit of infirmity to go in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Raise your leg. Bend that. Put it down. Bend it. In Jesus' name. Put it down. Bend it. Put it down. Bend it. Put it down. Bend it. Put it down. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bend it. Put it down. What happened? Now you do that before and it would hurt. Is that right? You do that before and it would hurt. Well, go ahead and run if you want to, brother. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead. Hey!
Hallelujah!
Now, if you'd put those arms up a little while ago, it hurt.
Yeah, they are right now.
Jesus. You did that a little while ago. It hurt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I am.
In fact, doing some work around the house, making your bed, it hurt. It don't hurt now, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Just be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. You ready to receive?
Yes.
Where has it been?
Both legs.
Both legs.
Yeah, I have a problem. Sometimes he don't want to get up high enough. See how to scuffle on the end.
Yeah.
And I don't run at all because mostly I can't because of the legs. A lot of times I don't walk properly either. And it's a constantly every day. It's like a bearable.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing, Sam, in the name of Jesus. There it is, right there, going right into you, going right into you. Move them up and down. Pick them up, put them down, in Jesus' name. Pick them up, there it is. What happened to the pain? What happened to the pain? What happened?
It's gone.
It's gone. The pain's gone. When's the last time you ran? When's the last time you ran? Come on, come on. We don't want to run on her. Watch out. Come on, here we go. In Jesus' name. Come on. In Jesus' name.
Sometimes I get to walking and I just...
Come on. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You go ahead. Woo! Now that would hurt if you did that before.
You know it. It pains to shoot all up here.
How is it now? How is it now? Yes. You want that too? You want that too? Where's it been? You can't even straighten them out. Right now it's straight, isn't it? When did that happen? In Jesus' name. Spirit of arthritis, you come out of her and you go from her. There's the anointing right there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of arthritis, you come out of her. You come out of her and go healing. Healing. Glory to God. Move them. In and out. In the name of Jesus. Look at that.
Now,
watch. Thank you, Father, for healing her entirely. The knuckles go back to a normal size. Go back to a normal size in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And in her leg.
Give it to him, baby.
In the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, you come out of her and you go from her, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I command healing to be and in manifestation in her in Jesus' name now. Glory to God. Amen. Who else is up here? What'd you come here for?
See, I was born with arthritis in my
knees. Thank you, Jesus.
So you were born with that. Well, you're not going to have it anymore. Go from her! Go from her! Pick them up. In Jesus' name.
Jesus!
Thank you, God. Thank you.
They were hurting, and here I am pounding on them. And it didn't hurt at all when I did that, did it? It didn't hurt at all when I did that, did it?
Jesus! Hallelujah!
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Praise him, baby. Praise him, baby. Praise him. Praise him. You got a right to praise him.
Glory to God. Young man, what did you come here for? What do you need?
Thank you, Lord.
What is it?
Hallelujah.
You have a headache? Your head hurts right now?
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
No, 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 baby. It's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
Give it to him. Give it to
him. Thank you, Lord.
It's already done, sis.
In the name of Jesus, I command the pain to go. Come out of this young brother, this young child of God. You come out in the name of Jesus now. Now. What happened?
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt? What happened? Did that surprise you?
Jesus
did that. Who did that?
Jesus.
Did Brother Tony do that? No, Jesus did that. Who did that?
Jesus.
He loves you.
Jesus.
That surprised you, didn't it? Glory to God. Raise your hands and praise Him. Raise your hands and praise Him. Hallelujah. What'd you come for, dear?
I want to stay here for my day.
All right.
Back.
Heavenly Father.
And his kidneys.
His back, his knees, and his kidneys. Father, bring healing to her dad. Help him to receive. Help him to hear the word, to receive by the word and by the Spirit. We pray for her dad, back and knees and kidneys, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we expect to hear a good report. We expect to hear a good report. We expect to hear a good report. What did you come here for, dear? Your knees? How long have they been hurting?
Thank you, Jesus.
I fell about a few months ago.
A few months ago?
Sometimes I get weak on me.
Can I put my hand on your knee? In the name of Jesus, I command this knee to be healed. Pain, come out in Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, these legs are healed. In the name of Jesus, pick them up. 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 In the name of Jesus. What happened? What happened? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Yes, 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 yes. Are you up here? What are you here for?
For my knees and for my back. And I also have seizures. But I haven't had one since August. And I believe God is healed. I stopped taking my medicine and everything.
Well, I'll agree with you in the name of Jesus. I agree with you. Don't let the devil steal your testimony. I command the seizures to stop. They have stopped. And I agree with her and add my anointing to that which is in her, the faith that is in her now, that the seizures have stopped. Father, thank you for that. Father, thank you for your healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. No pain, no arthritis, no stiffness, no hindrance at all. She has perfect liberty in the name of the Lord. Soundness and healing in the name of Jesus. Tell her to bend over. Tell her to bend over in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus. What happened to the back? What happened just now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now here's what else I want you to do. Take my hand. I'm going to help you. Are you going to squat and back up? You're going to squat and then back up. I mean, I know the dress is a little bit tight. You're going to squat and back up. Now, if you did that before, it would hurt. But it doesn't hurt now. Is that right? Is that right? That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Come here, Bishop. Can you come up here? This is my brother.
Hallelujah.
God bless your heart. God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Oh, I love you, brother. Good to see you, my brother. Oh, let the anointing of God increase in this, my brother's life. Increased anointing. Increased anointing. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Many, many, many look into this, my brother, for wisdom and direction and understanding and discretion. The wisdom of God comes from this man of God. And many lives are helped and taught and even spared in the name of Jesus. What a testimony. What a testimony. What a testimony. What a testimony. Praise God. Before I turn over the service to someone else, let me tell you for just a moment. Sometimes when you receive healing through a special anointing like this, it tries to come back. And you, with your own faith, need to stand against it. Here's what you do. You say, no, you don't.
Come on now.
The Lord healed me.
Yeah.
And you're not coming back on me. No, you don't. In Jesus' name. You have to stand and say, no, you don't. You're not coming back. In the name of Jesus. The Lord healed me. And you're not coming back. In Jesus' name. And God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Let's give Him one more praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Praise God. Yeah.